For me, I enjoy talking to men, flirting with men. Kasi siguro, why women reach that point is every time, I've learned this from a Spanish friend. Sabi niya, you know, Anjali, why women become like that? Because every day they try to go, they're looking for a husband. They don't enjoy it. There's nothing wrong if you want to settle down with the person you met in high school, but you also have to open your options that how can you fall in love with somebody when you didn't even know yourself? Dating is like applying for a job, and yourself is your CV, your resume. Do you wanna submit a boring resume?
Thirsty and 30.
Hi, this is Bea, one half of the Thirsty and 30 duo, the Blind Leading the Blind podcast on smarter love, dating, and relationships. Well, for our special year-ender episode, we invited Anjali Dubb, who is a self-made entrepreneur who built Access Travel into a premium travel company when she was just 19. She's also beautiful inside and out and a very adventurous soul. But the one thing Shari and I love so much about her, she is the kind of person that gives no BS love and dating advice. And we all need this. So this is a conversation you need to hear to improve your love life this coming 2023.
Thirsty and 30.
Today, our topic is perfect because he did say that she is a strong, independent woman. So our title today is Single Not Sayang, which is very thirsty appropriate. You know, most of our listeners are single. And we know that during Christmas, there is so much pressure for our single ladies out there. So when I was single, the number one question I would get is, oh, laka pa ring boyfriend? Bakit? And as usual, my number one answer would always be, baka kasi masama ugali ko, kaya wala pa.
So, and you know what? When I posted a photo of her, like when I said, oh, a lot of our thirsty listeners who follow me were like, we need a collab. Parang they were like, you need to guest her. I was like, let's go. So welcome to Thirsty and 30, Anjali. And thank you again for joining us.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for inviting me on an event. Our schedules are very hard to match. So I'm happy to share my learnings, experiences, and I hope to inspire people to not give a about what other people like say.
I love it. Okay. So, Anjali, usually when we have our interviews, we always start with an icebreaker because we always want a smooth, nice, and honest conversation. So for our icebreaker today, Bea, you can also answer as usual. How do you survive the holidays being single? So the Christmas parties always start with a persistent Tita of Manila with are you single and when will you have a boyfriend? So again, my question is, Bea and Anjali, how do you survive that gracefully without saying things like what I say na masama ugali ko?
You know, for me, I'm going to say people are takot sa akin. I think I have already established my image that you can't ask me personal questions because I don't practice kindness in that way. I'm a very kind person, very respectful. But if you cross the boundaries, I will give you the taste of your own medicine. People know that with me, I am very protective of my boundaries. So you can't ask me personal questions because unless we have a really good relationship. So I think for me, it's a different case because people are intimidated by me. So they don't ask questions unless they're very good friends with me. So I am all for that I don't have to experience that. But recently, I went to the only Christmas party I'm going this year. Everybody was like, oh, Anjali is here. So parang, alam mo yun, parang, oh, she's paying na yun nakatira. Alam mo yun, parang maybe for me, there's always something else to talk about. Hindi nila naiisip yung boyfriend, ganyan. Kahit gusto nila tanungin. Even yung nag-iwalay naman ex-boyfriend ko, many people wanted to ask me what happened, pero wala sila balls to ask me. Kasi alam nila, if you go wrong asking me the wrong question, lagot ka sa akin. But I just want to share. 2 days ago, somebody sent me a message. Friend ko to, when are you getting married? Na-reply ko sa kanya, sinave ko yun dito for this podcast.
Oh my God, I love it.
I know.
Pero tama yun. We need a little fear.
I like that. That is also my go-to move.
Ito. Sabi ko. Ito sagot ko sa kanya. Sabi niya sa akin, Anjali, when are you getting married? Sabi ko, when you are going to understand that people don't want to live same as yours, plus also learn minding your own business. The day you get that, you won't have to message me to ask a very personal question like this.
Tama. Snap.
So, alam mo yun, parang when I moved to Europe, I learned people don't ask these questions because they're very personal, you know? And when you start asking these questions, they will cancel you. They will unfriend you. So, parang ako, bakit dito? Nobody asks me, how's my business? How's my master's? Paano yung buhay ko sa Spain? Parang, lahat gusto lang. Nagbalik ako yung ex mo. Parang ako, Parang, bakit yung pang-achievements ko? Wala kayo napapansin. You're only looking at one failure of my life.
Somehow, it's always the start topic, love life.
Eh, diba? So now, parang siguro, nagkaroon din ang video, parang distance between me and people. Lalo na ngayon, alam nyo, hindi na ako ito nakatira. So, in my case, it's a different story. Pero alam ko, other people, na friends ko din, they suffer so much. Especially yung friends ko na engaged na. Tapos, masira yung engagement nila. They were like really emotionally and mentally broken. Siyempre, just because I'm strong, it doesn't mean everybody's like that. That's why I always tell my friends na parang, you know what? At the end of the day, these people don't pay your bills.
Oh my gosh, tama yan.
There's another scenario that I want to share with everybody. So this happened to me last year when I was visiting the Philippines. So I, you know, naiwan ko open yung Bumble ko. Tapos may lumabas yung notification. Sabi ko, hala, hindi ko napatay dito, OMG. Baka sabi ng mga tao, naghanap ako ng mga lalaki dito. So nakita ko doon yung boyfriend na, ay yung asawa ng friend ko.
Oh my gosh. Did you tell?
So, actually hindi ko na siya friend. Pero parang, ano mo yun, hindi mo sila friend, but as a woman, you're concerned for them.
Yes.
Medyo ganun kasi akong tao eh. Even you're not my friend, parang I will try my best to let you know this is happening because, ano mo yun, as a woman.
Yep.
Or as a human being.
Agreed.
So may message ko siya, sabi ko, girl, there's something you need to know. I know it's not my business, but I just want to give you a heads up that I saw this. I think this is something you need to know. So, sinend ko. Alam mo, sagot niya sa akin, hala, bakit ka nasa Bumble?
Oh, and I was God. Like, yun?
Girl, I was like, I am single, whatever I want. Let's focus on the real, like, conversation and the issue here. Now, why I'm getting in touch with you, I saw your husband on Bumble with the recent photo. So, hindi siya luma. Alam mo, sabi niya, baka naman scam lang yan, may iba gumagamit na account niya. Ay!
Oh, my God.
In denial. I swear, some women are absolutely in denial when they're deep into it.
Yeah. But it's hard. That happened to me before when I was still on Bumble. Nakita ko, like, some guy who I know is engaged. And I was like, oh, my God. And it's a recent picture. Eh, sa panic ko, I swiped left again. I mean, kasi panic. But in hindsight, I should have
swiped right.
Nag-panic ako. Parang, oh my God, like, I couldn't see it. So, pagka-swipe, hindi ko na screenshot. I wanted to send it to the girl or I was thinking of doing it, but I didn't.
Wait, let's stop right here. Tell us, if this Bumble situation happened to you, would you tell your friend that you saw her partner on Bumble? Tell us on our Instagram page at thirstyand30.club. Okay, let's get back to it.
I like that you said something about there are more interesting things to ask you about. So that can be a good tip to people out there who struggle. Find more interesting things to divert the conversation towards. Talk about what you like doing, talk about your accomplishments, and then, you know, wag mo na pansinin yung love life.
For me, alam nyo kasi, yung be kind to everyone, dude, that's not real. Be grateful for everything. That's not the real.
Tama.
I mean, be positive every day. Dude, that's the real. Stop bullshitting me. That's never gonna happen. I don't want to be kind to everyone. What if these people are like treating me so bad? Dude, I'm gonna stop it for myself. Why should I be kind to these people?
You know, I like you. I like you, Anjali. That is, I agree.
I tell everyone, you know, I am very kind. I know this. I mean, I worked so hard to be a good person, you know, because in this world, it's very easy to be a bad person, especially if you have accomplished like a lot of things. And I know to myself, I've accomplished a lot of things. And that doesn't give me like a golden visa to be a bad person to other people. You know, so every day, kahit ubos ay pasensya ko sa lahat na nangyayari, I try my very fucking best to be a good person. So nobody comes around telling me, be kind to everyone. What if these people are mistreating me or my employees badly? I can go around Ma'am, thank you po. You're mistreating us. We're so grateful for that. We're so positive for this experience. No. You know, no. So that's one thing I've learned at 31. There's a limit to that. Don't know. Like for COVID, I'm not grateful for that experience. How can you tell me that I need to find something to be grateful for?
I love that. You can't take it too extreme.
No, I'm not grateful. I don't want to be positive about that. There's nothing positive to be. All my employees lost their jobs. But now, after 2 years, I can say I am grateful for the lessons that I've learned. But for the experience itself, I am not grateful. I'll never be grateful for that.
Wow. Rather than doing an end of the year wrap up that, you know, Christmas, be single, enjoy your life. I think this is a good like ice bucket challenge, like for Thirsty and 30. Like just we needed you to be on the show. But we usually have a three-parter. And I guess for this episode, we wanted to discuss the many kinds of single people. So the first one, I want to start out with a single kind of person that is nervous to get out there. We mostly talk to women, is the kind of person who wants to date but doesn't even know how to get started. And she's also really dealing with anxiety. So we got a message from one of our listeners and then she stopped replying to me. I don't know why. Baka natakot na talaga siya. So sabi niya, hey girls, I need help getting back out there. Since my pandemic pseudo-romance, I just haven't had the interest to meet people. I would really appreciate tips. So we get this a lot. We get girls who are super eager to get advice. And then when they start to realize what they have to do, I think they get worried and then they stop replying. They ghost us. So, Anjali, what do you think? What's your advice for someone like this?
Okay, for me, because it's your comfort zone. It's you. You haven't worked out on yourself. It starts from there. Until you are not confident with yourself, how you carry yourself, it will be very hard, you know? Like, I've reached a point in my life, like, dude, now, I literally, like, flirt with them because I have nothing to hide anymore, you know? Like, I was once like that. Hindi naman yung nangyari overnight, pagising ko, ganun na ako. When I moved to Spain, I was a little like that. Parang sabi ko, dito ko lang na-realize, I've been working very hard on my career. But aside from that, I still know nothing. Sabi, I found myself very shy sa mga dates. I was like, why the hell am I shy? I am beautiful. I post bikini photos like every other week. I work on my body so hard. Then I realized because I was in my comfort zone, you know? I was still trying to form myself in Spain. So parang I was my full self as a businesswoman. You know, I was very proud of that. But outside that, Anjali was like still in a box, like as in a person, in my personal life. So I worked on that, you know. I was like, okay, Anjali, kahit wala kang lakad, dapat maganda ka lagi. Kahit sa gym ka lang pupunta, ay subok mo.
Love that.
So alam mo yun, kasi in Spain, naging buhay ko sa Madrid, paglabas ko, gym, coffee shop, lahat ng gym na doon sa paligid ko, parang di na ako nag-aayos. I was like, Anjali, no. So first, you have to work on yourself. Kahit sa gym ka lang pupunta dapat, sobrang ganda mo, sobrang confident mo. Di ko pag lumapit sa'yo, you're ready. So you know yun, it starts with yourself. You have to work first on yourself. So, stop thinking about like, ano gagawin ko sa date ko? You start with like, going out with yourself, you know, na maganda ka. Alam mo, unti-unti siya nabubuo. It's a journey. Alam mo ako ngayon, kahit mag-gym lang ako, girl, nag-invest talaga ako sa mga Lululemon outfits kasi napaka-confident ko.
Yeah.
Teko, kahit sa gym lang ako pupunta, hindi ako pwede losyang-losyang, pangit-pangit. No! If I have to buy one legging sa work, 8,000 pesos, I'm gonna buy it. That's diba? So I think, I will put it in short words na lang. First, invest in yourself. You should be confident every single day. Not only when you're going out on a date. Girl, even sa mag-grocery na ako, naka-Dior sandals ako, lalo may makilala ako doon.
Oh my God, I like this. Wait, I have a funny story just in relation to this. I'll keep it quick. I think the start of the year, I was telling Sharis playing squash and tennis. And then I was the type na nag-workout na butas, alam mo yung butas yung tights, ganyan, butas yung t-shirt. And so I did work out. And suddenly this cute guy came and started watching me play squash. So, syempre, nagpa-impressive ako, nagpa-galing, ganyan. I'm like, but may butas nga yung tights ko. Kaya, sobrang nakakahiya. I texted Jerry pa. I was like, may guwapo dito. Once in a while lang, may guwapo dito. At may butas pa yung tights ko. And then, after me playing squash, you know what he said to me? Ate, how long have you been playing squash? I was like, first, he thinks I'm old. Second, he thinks I'm a garbage on the side of the street.
I've learned this when I was a lot younger. I never leave the house without kilay on. Because when I was in grade school, Marielle and I somehow, our friend Marielle from Poveda, went to Shopwise, Libis, remember? Early in the morning, we're going to buy something. We're like, impossible, nobody's going to see us here. So yung suit ko na shirt was like my Flintstones, like the oldest Flintstones t-shirt you could find. The butas was like, my whole shoulder down here was butas. I think it was not pretty. And then my butas pa dito. And then bagdala lang behind me was like, Shari, is that you? Then pagkatalikod ko, it was like my childhood crush na kapitbahay namin. And I'm like, oh my God, yes, it's me. Hello. And then I was like, takbo. Ayoko na dito. So ladies, always try to look, not naman always your best, but very presentable at all times.
Tama. Tama.
Exactly. And it's not like I'm saying, like, do it for other people. I think it's self-confidence. And I'm not telling you go out with eyelashes, fake nails. No. Find what's your asset. Like, for me, my asset has been my eyes, my eyebrows. And I just make sure that I focus on those. Hindi naman ako nag-lipstick. I'm always barefaced. But, you know, my asset now is my skin. So I always try to, you know, pop it out like yun yung nakikita. So you know, so just work around what you already have, not for other men, like other people or men. Do it for yourself because your confidence is you. Like in my case, I am very, my confidence is my health, you know? So I always make sure na my health is like always on check. Kasi pag may sakit ako, I feel so like not me, you know? So nag-earphone lang ako konti. Oh my God, umuwi ako dito, girl. Lahat ng hormones check. Lahat ginawa ko. Lahat na ginawa ko. Sabi ng doctor, your stress hormones are very high. That's it. I was like, yun lang. Lahat ng ginastors ko. Alam ko naman yun. Dami ko pa ginawa mga blood tests.
But, you know, you're worth it.
It's the security. And
it's just yourself.
Yeah.
Always yourself.
Yes. Okay, so for people who are already confident and looking to get back into the dating world, what is like your one post-pandemic dating tip?
Just try it. Just try everybody. I'm not saying sleep with everyone. Just ko yung mga tao ko sa ganyan. Pag sinabi ko have options, sleep with everyone. I was like, it's your personal choice. Sleeping, I think dito parang dating and having options is such a like bad word.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, never fail sa mga marriages nyo. I mean, nothing against that. Because you put all your eggs in one basket since you were 16.
Yeah. It's a different generation.
People change, you know? People change. I change every day. Yesterday, I was like so jolly. Now, di ko alam bakit taas na energy ko. Ang kakalisi ko lang.
You know, good morning.
There's nothing wrong if you want to settle down with the person you met in high school. But you also have to open your options that how can you fall in love with somebody when you don't even... You didn't even know yourself. For me, based on what I see around, people stay in these relationships for the sake of time.
Yep. Very true.
Not for the sake of other things. Even I mean, I've listened to stories of my friends who forgave their partners for cheating just because they were together for 15 years. I was like, girl, 15 years versus 60 years you have in your life. Can you please do some math, basic math?
Yeah, I know. People forget their basic math when it comes to relationships. I mean, like, I also get this because I was with someone for 10 years and they always say, like, that was 10 years. I was like, yeah, but I have, I think, another, I don't know, probably another
50 years
to go. That's long. I think I'm happier to let go of the 10 years than to maintain another 50 years of that kind of unhappiness that we were both feeling. But, you know, you seem very secure and you are such a go-getter. And I wonder if you have a checklist for people that you date. Like when you meet them, you're like, these people have to have these, like a non-negotiable list.
Okay, this is going to sound very materialistic, but I'm at the point in my life, if I'm going to get married, the guy needs to be 5 times more financially stable than me. If no, I'm not going to settle down with that guy. I'm sorry, but It's not even materialistic.
How do you know this? Because I've been, we're at this age where the finances, they are a big part. Like when you're 20s, you don't really think about it na. You just care that they pay for the date. But
kasi ganun na talaga ako ever since. Sabi ko, I am sorry. I am not gonna ruin my life that I worked on for 32 years to settle down with somebody less than me. Sorry. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, you know? Other people have their own preference, diba? For me, finance sits first. Because if your finances are on check, I mean, 80% of your problems are out. You just need to focus on your partner.
So good. How do you know? How do you know? You ask them?
Slowly. Kasi una naman makikita mo naman. With God's grace, siguro, with the personality I have, I always attract financially stable men. I think auto-filter na yon with the kind of person I am. Men don't approach me if they're not financially stable. I mean, I'm not gonna use the term poor kasi hindi naman ibig sabihin ng poor. Kasi for me, financial stability means the guy needs to know how to invest. He knows ano yung crypto, ano yung NFT, ano yung stock markets. Kasi if no, yung pera mo na sa bank lang, 5 million, I am not gonna spend even a year with you. Kasi if we're even tao, kasi pag financially stable, kailangan sugar daddy, 10 million, may kotse, don't know. Financial stability means, pwede rin naman, amin na, nasang bacha ron.
I like this advice, ha? Interesting.
So yun yung for me, very aware siya of his finances. And kasi parang for me, it's very attractive when a guy knows about money, you know? When the guy knows about finance. I'm not gonna end up with a guy who spends like a lot of money to post on Instagram. Ay! Ayan, mas mail ka pa sa akin.
Pwede rin, hindi joke lang.
Diba, that's not sexy.
Vanity is not sexy.
Yeah, for me, that's the first one. Second one is I need to end up with a person who is a good person. If no, it's a very big no for me. You know, like I've dated men and they were very good to me, but they did not treat their parents well. So I'm so sorry. Dude, if you can't respect your parents who brought you into this world, you can't respect me. Important how they treat their parents. I mean, it's not that I'm old school. I'm not going to live with his parents, but that's basic manners, basic foundation of life, how you treat your sisters, diba? Pag hindi, I'm so sorry. For me, very red flag deal. Because eventually, naman, someday you might want to have your family. So how he treats his mom, I believe in that. That's how he's going to treat me, you know?
Yeah, I agree. Very much so.
And so next one for me is he needs to be adventurous. If boring yan, ay, Diyos ko, di ko alam ano gagawin namin. I am a very open-minded person. I do a lot of things in my life. I mean, di ko naman sinasabi na mag-trek na siya with me to Mount Everest agad on our first day. At least yung open-minded siya na, oh, Anjali, you wanna do this trip to Uganda? We will walk with the gorillas. Okay, I'll go with you. I'll try.
How fun.
You know, my the reason why I fell in love so much with my ex-boyfriend was lahat na curious na meet niya yun. Lahat. Literally, lahat. So, hindi lang kami nagkatuloyan. But anyway, you never know.
So, let's go to the next kind of single person. The single who doesn't need anyone. I feel like this was me pre-Mike. I'm like, whatever, I can have a kid myself. I can live life myself and I'll be happy. Like, who cares about men? So this is a person who is they would classify themselves as a strong, independent woman. Are you at the stage, Anjali, now you feel like you don't need anyone, or are you still open or actively searching for the one?
Actually, for me naman, I've never said that I don't need anyone. Kasi I just don't talk about my dating life, but I'm always like, I'm always going out with people. I think That's the difference, siguro, na people think I'm like that. But to myself, I know I am not like that.
Mm-hmm.
If people want to be like that, it's okay. It's their life, you know. There's no judgment. For me, I enjoy talking to men, flirting with men. Kasi siguro, why women reach that point is every time, I've learned this from a Spanish friend. Sabi niya, you know, Anjali, why women become like that? Because every day they try to go, they're looking for a husband. They don't enjoy it until it fills up, you know, your glass just overflows with water. Because every guy you try to go out on date with, you're looking for a husband, you're not enjoying it. That's why there's so much hatred, you know? Like, I think we all, every time we get into a date or into a person in a relationship, we need to know that this might not work out, you know? Like, we can't put all our expectations into a stranger. We should be, like, working on ourselves. Like, we need to know how to handle if this doesn't work out. If you are constantly finding a husband in every day, dude, you are going to end up in that situation. I don't need anybody. For me, that's like denial, guy, you know? Like, based on this conversation with my Spanish friend. Sabi niya, Angeli, you will end up very miserable if every date mo dito, every weekend, husband agad ang hanap mo. Sabi niya, you enjoy? Let him pay for the food, go for the drinks, and enjoy it. If he texts you back, sabi niya, that will help you boost your self-confidence. You know, that advice from this one lady changed my entire perspective of dating. So, alam mo yun, now, when I go on dates, I just go to meet people. If they text me back, they want to see me again, good. If no, okay, next. So, alam mo yun, parang it's really a matter of perspective. I think, muntik na ako maging ganyan eh, after my ex-boyfriend ko. Muntik na. So, sabi ko, oh my God, that feels like so much hate in my heart for myself to carry, that I hate men, ganyan, ganyan, ganyan. I don't want to be like that. It's joyful to have men around you, or a man. Grabe naman yung men, plural. Diba? Oh, yan na sinasabi ko sa mga lalaki ngayon, na ako naman ang gaganti sa inyo para sa mga babae. I will break all your hearts. Charot. That's just my personal story. I was almost there na I could do everything by myself. Siguro kasi I was just going through a heartbreak from my ex-boyfriend. That's why I was like that. I was telling my mom, kaya ko mag-uwa na baby, may pera naman ako, ganyan, ganyan, ganyan. But now, parang, I wanna enjoy it. You know, like, if it works out, okay. If it doesn't work out, that's it. But I really believe that there's one person na you will be always, like, okay to compromise with. Kasi for me, kasi love is it's a big compromise for the rest of your life. Or kung hanggang kailan man kayo.
Yeah.
For me, compromising is more important than love. Kasi love might fade. The person you are with might change. But if you're always willing to compromise for this person, I think that's more beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, like, kunyari, you're getting married, cherry. Kunyari, someday, you never know. Kunyari lang, yung husband mo, ma-promote or whatever. You might have to compromise that you have to leave the U.S., move to wherever.
Yeah.
Pero you know what I mean? Like, for me, that's more than love, you know? That's more than kisses. That's more than sex. That you're sacrificing your life for somebody. It's greater than love for me. For me lang naman yun. Ewan ko sa iba. Kasi, diba, yun love kasi pwede mawala eh. Naniniwala ako na pwede yun mawala. Nag-change siya ng dynamics. Uy, kakasal si Shari, nag-isip na siya, ano pa compromise gagawin ko? Oh, charot.
I mean, we started with a compromise. I left the Philippines to be here in the States, you know?
So, you know, for me, it's more, like with our parents, we don't love them all the time. Do you love your parents all the time? No, but, if there's one message from your mom, I am sick, oh my God, I will leave everything, I will compromise everything, my schedule, I will fly back to the Philippines. So that's greater than love. You know, compromising for the people that we want to be with, you know?
I agree.
So, that's my personal, on that.
I've heard someone say, I mean, I've heard the sacrifice and all this, but to explain it in such a way that is, now that I get it, I was like, oh, kaya pala. So you must find someone that is someone you compromise with. But I want to ask you about something you said about your Spanish friend talking about dates and, you know, a woman enjoys, like, dresses up and then lets the man pay. Do you think men and women need to have, like, clear roles in a relationship? Because this is something I debate with a lot. Like, my younger self was like, sobrang feminist na, no equal rights. But as you get older, I realize women have to be a certain way and men have to be a certain way. And when you start to pretend to be like a man, I think that's when you end up fighting or parang nagkaka-issue. What do you think?
I'm not going to mention her name. There's one client of ours, Access Travel. She has a very big name. If there's one advice I got from her, she's very independent, very beautiful, very successful in showbiz industry. Alam mo sabi niya sa akin, Angeli, it's okay to be like that, but when you're ready with someone, let him lead it. I mean, let him do his job and you can be on this, not on the side. You will always support him. Let him do his job. You do yours. And if there are times that you guys need to compromise, let's say in my case, if someday yung husband ko or partner ko, mas malaki ang kumita sa kanya, I don't mind being a substitute for the meantime, but it doesn't mean I'm taking over.
Yeah.
But like for the me, kunyari, for the, that's why it's called partnership, you know? There are roles, but there might be some times out of like uncertainty that you might have to do substitutes with each other. And there's nothing wrong with that. For me, alam ko madami nagtatalo. Bayad. Sino magbabayad? The laki babayad? Parang ako, dami yung inuubos na oras sa pagtatalo na yan. Why not? Hey, I did good today. Let me pay for this. Next time, babe, I did good at my job. I got my 13-month pay. Let me pay for this. Bakit kailangan may specific roles na lahat tayo magbabayad, whatever, whatever. For me, like, hindi ko alam kung sinabi ko to sa'yo eh. Like when we were together in Bhutan with my ex-boyfriend, like we had this app.
Oh yeah, you were saying this.
Sige,
yeah.
sige, bayad ako. Oh, $500, lalagay niya doon. Bayad siya, $600, lalagay niya doon. Bayad siya, blah, blah, blah. At the end of the trip, kung nabawa, 100 yung utang niya sa akin, oh, Anjali, I'll pay for the next dinner. So alam mo yun, it did not feel like on the moment you were fighting, oh, ikaw ba? Ako ba? Ganyan, ganyan, ganyan. So you were just paying, lalagay doon. So it felt very equal, but also like not nakaka, ano ng manners, na nagtatalo kayo, sino magbabayad. So kung halimbawa, ako yung may sobra 200 euros, sabi ko sa kanya, oh, I'll pay for the next 40. So ano mo yun, it still felt like equal, but not in a bad way na sinasabi yung lagi yung lalaki nagbabayad. For me siguro, pagdating sa bayaran, I don't mind paying. I really don't mind paying. Pero I feel like to pay more. I deserve that, you know. Dude, at the end of the day, I am the woman here. Kahit gano'ng kalaki yung pera ko, mas pinaghirapan ko to kaysa sa kanya. Like the guy I'm dating now, he makes, hindi ko pa siya dinidate. Nasa side lang siya. Charo. But alam ko naman mas malaki siya kumita sa akin. Napag-usapan din naman namin yon. So I will let him pay, no? Times 10 siya kumita, mas malaki sa akin. Kasi siya magbayad. For me, I've always been like that. It depends the situation for me. I'm not like super close-minded. No. If there are times that something happens, I need to do my substitute. Ako yung magsasab. It's okay for me. Though never man ako dumating sa time na yon.
Sana we never have to go through those times. But I mean, at the end of it, it's always give and take, and give and take's not always equal anyway. Are there different currencies each person can provide?
Exactly. So I think it's very important for women to stay open-minded, no matter how independent you are. Girl, at the end of the day, you deserve to be treated well. That includes financially. Sorry, siguro kasi businesswoman ako kaya ganito yung mindset ko.
No, it's important.
I agree. No, it's practical. People forget the whole practical side of a relationship na it's not all about mabubuhay tayo sa pag-ibig. It's not gonna happen. Magutom ka sa pag-ibig.
No. For me, pera. Pera yung pinakamalaking problem. Alam mo ba, I have a divorce lawyer na friend. Alam mo, sabi niya, yung 85% yung root of divorce, money. So, pag problema niya yung, kasi money, di ba? Masistress ka, away kayo na away over small things. Ano yung root cause niya? Money. Kulang pera, kulang sweldo, blah, 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 blah. Pero if tinanggal mo na yon, you have 15% to focus on the rest of the things. Beautiful sex, beautiful experiences. Diba? Lahat naman na root cause. Yes, lahat naman na root cause na problems nowadays is money. Kasi doon nagagaling yung major stress.
Yeah, especially if you guys have very different relationships with money. Spending habits, like whatever, you know. Yes. Different fights will come about. So I have a question for the both of you, Bea and Anjali. So you're two single women and you both seem very busy in your own lives. How do you make space for a relationship to come if you both are so busy juggling a lot of things? Bea, let's start with you first.
I put my time. Like, I really organize my time once a week. Every Sunday, I have goals kasi. And part of my goals, I had to add relationship because if I don't add it in, I'm going to forget it. I've been told with a lot of people I've dated that this is how they fall in the category. It's work, family, me, them. They're in the bottom. They always tell me that. So I had to purposely block out time that say this person will get this time from me. And then I just see how it goes. So far, it's been better. I don't know that it's not the end yet. So I think that's my little tip. But it's not perfect. Trust me. It's not. Anjali, ko na lang. So magat dito.
For me naman, I don't make time, but it's part of the formula. Dude, I don't want to be like 38 and oh my God, I did not talk to Ben. Why? No! I'm all about that, you know? Like, 5 years from now, 37 na ako, ganyan-ganyan. It's part of my everyday. I need to talk to my men. Dami ah.
My men. I love it.
My men. My lineup.
And I mean, parang, yeah. You break more from all these things to have fun, you know? You flirt with them. I send them my photos, not nude photos.
Sometimes. I know. Sometimes.
Like me do it.
Bea and I are all about, if you want to send a nude, basta walang, distinguishing marks. Just send away. Basta make sure madedeny mo na ikaw yun.
Alam mo yun, life is already too serious. Eh, sinabi ko din yung sa mga lalaki ko na, I always make them laugh with my personality. And they look for that every single day to talk to me because it's like a joy for them. There are still women, like, I'm not saying all women are my drama. I don't give a fuck. We just talk fun things because you might not wake up tomorrow. Talk to them, you know? It's part of my everyday. I need to make sure sa lahat ng kinakausap ko ngayon, may mga dalawa tatlo na makausap ko everyday. Para masaya ako. Pag traffic, nabisa mabuisit ako, sasabihin ko, office time tayo.
Yeah.
Ganya.
So true.
Diba? So, I don't think.
Yes.
I think what makes us miss. Alam mo, oh my God, I have to share this. Recently, I've read this quote na sobrang tumama talaga sa akin. Isusulat ko na siya sa phone ko. Nobody makes our life miserable. It's us.
Mm.
It's us responsible for our misery.
Mm.
I was like, oh my fucking goodness, drop everything, Angelina. Then I realized, bakit pa ako stressed? I am the one putting this fucking stress on my shoulders. Nobody is giving me this stress. Why am I so tense all the time? No, nobody is giving me that tension but myself. So my enemy is myself. Not other people. Not all these titas asking me why I'm single. It's myself because, you know, I am making it miserable. That's the time I'm like, nagagawin ko na itong wallpaper ko. Pina-design ko na ito sa graphic design namin. Gawin mo nga ito. I am the one making my life miserable, not other people. Which is true. True.
So
kasi
true.
Pag nagbigay na comments sa yung other people, imbis na ilapasok mo dito, ilabas mo dito, iniiwan mo dito. Kaya nagiging miserable ka. So yun, I think like, show you for me, make time every day, dude. Every day. Because life is fun, you know? It's a balance. Hindi ko naman sinasabi have sex with random men every day. Just enjoy, you know? Talk.
Yeah.
Talk, swipe, practice. That's it.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah, you have to practice the art of conversation.
One more.
Yes.
Yeah, one more. Last thing now.
Yeah, go.
Dating is like applying for a job and yourself is your CV, your resume. Do you wanna submit a boring resume? You go to a date and you don't speak, you're just on your phone? No. You want this person to go after you and call you. That means you need to go there like very, like with a good resume of yourself, diba? So that's why I'm like, sa Bumble pa lang yung mga tao, oh my God, you're so fun to talk to. Can we meet? Nope, I'm in the Philippines. Alam mo yan, kinausap mo lang. Kinausap mo lang, nasa Madrid. Nabawasan na stress mo. And I don't know if it's just me. Yung usap-usap lang, parang nagbibigay na good happy hormone.
Oh, for sure.
Ewan ko kung ako lang to.
No, no, no.
Diba?
For sure.
Diba? Parang, so it's there. That's my advice. You know, make time for it, but don't take it too seriously. Life is so short.
Yeah.
Stop finding for a husband in every man. Just talk to them. Talk.
Yeah.
Talk.
You have to really enjoy that.
I
mean, flirting, like, is something you never get taught in school. But, like, a lot of the times in the world, to get what you want is, like, you don't even... It's so powerful to get what you want without saying it.
Mm-hmm.
Without being like that nagging woman that says, clean the dishes. I mean, this is such a stereotypical example. But like, you'll see it like when you text, like you said, you texted someone and then they said, can I meet you? But you're in the Philippines. That's like moving mountains, moving oceans, right?
Yes. Yes. Ano mo sabi ko pa, parang, if you can wait for me till January 11, I'll be back in Madrid. Sabi ko, but it's worth it. Ganyan. Tapos, eto pa. Meron pa ako isang kausap na guy, mayaman to. Sabi niya, oh, Anjali, what do you want for Christmas? Hindi ko sinagot. Pwede ko naman sabihin, oh, Cartier bracelet. Oh, at ang sinagot ko para humabay yung conversation namin. Sabi ko, I really want to know what I want. Get to know me. You'll know yourself.
Oh my God, magayang-ayan.
I like that line.
Oh, edi yung lalaki, yung utak niya, naano na naman, fuck up na naman lalo.
I love that. Okay.
Sulot mo yun, Bea. Okay yun.
Sabi niya pa sa akin, I can give you anything. Sabi ko, that's not the thing. The thing is, I want you to know yourself what I want, and you can only do that by knowing me more. So you have to put time.
Yeah, I love that. You have to bring it back to them.
Alam mo, sagot niya, that, can you meet next week before you leave? I was like, okay.
But, yes, I love it.
Okay yun.
Score.
Girl, di na uso ngayon. Yes, that's wala na. Alam mo, there was this one book I read. Men are hunters, you know. You need to give them something to hunt. You can't just give them the meat right away. I've encountered that, like, everything happened now between me and the man, but they were still after me because I'm so mysterious, you know. I don't tell them where I am. I don't tell them. Like, sabi na, oh, Anjali, in your post, you were here, but you were here. I was like, yes. Tell you where I am. Why are you gonna pay for my plane ticket?
Mystery, stay mysterious.
I love it. I like that. Mystery or like novelty. Actually, you know what I realized? Novelty is a good aphrodisiac. You have to like,
naman, yes.
When the guy says, you're always showing me something new, that's the thing that like really fucks their head up. Sorry. It does.
And animal, it's way more, animal men like funny women. It's way more than sex for them. Men like mysterious women. Alam mo yun, they like it because they're always like excited. Oh my God, this girl, they will leave the girl na kahit yung sobrang bait, ha? Men don't like good women. There's a book about that.
Yeah, not the nice women. Yeah,
I agree. You have to be like a lot of other things.
Then just kind.
Maging mysterious nga ako, mamayang gawin. Magkatago-tago ako.
Labo eh.
Tanga nakatago sa cabinet mo ang gabi. Hanapin mo ako.
Gaga. Tapos bigla na ako ganun na parang.
Okay. We're going to the last part. And I think this is so important because there are single people who are...
Wait, Bea. I want to ask this sa'yo. Okay. So this is for the single who are ready to find a partner, which my thirsty listeners, my co-host Bea, and you know, she's very ready.
Am I?
She's my eligible bachelor. Ret. Na
ready na nga siya, pinapakita niya yung collarbones
niya. Oo nga. Ang nipis ng strap ng kanyang ano, mga men out there listening. Okay, so Bea, let's start with you. What are you looking for? You are ready to find a partner, but what exactly have you discovered through your 32 years of life that you are really, truly looking for in a partner?
Okay. Number one. I mean, same as Anjali. Honestly, this is what I'm going through. It's just that the words are always so different. Financially independent was number one because, again, a lot of the issues stem from money. I'm on the same page. Number two, someone who is really happy with themselves. If they're not happy with themselves, all these issues of like changing the man, them, you helping them is going to come through. So that's number two. And then number three is how they treat other people. I think that's, for me, is like, if they treat, it's easy to for them to treat you well because they're trying to get in your pants, right? But at the end of the day, if they're not treating like, I don't know, the valet guy well, or their parents well, it's gonna come back to you. And lastly, someone who has a growth mindset. Hindi pwedeng, ano, sa akin ah, hindi pwedeng pa chill lang. Kailangan meron siyang goals. And he commits to it ah. Hindi yung nag-goals tapos after 1 year nang pag-check mo, walang nagawa.
Iba na naman, yeah.
Yeah, so those are my top list, yeah.
Okay. Well, Anjali, we heard a lot about what you wanted kanina. Is there anything else that you want to add? Physical trait. Ano yung mga mayroon pa physical trait na non-negotiable?
Napanood ko to sa TikTok. The guy's answer was very, very, like, fascinating. Sabi niya, will you date an unhealthy person. Just my personal opinion, sabi ni Kuya, na I'm a very into health guy. So I am not gonna date a person who doesn't look after herself. For me, another thing I want to add is, I mean, I am not saying this guy needs to have six-pack abs. Kasi ibang intense level naman yun. Ako nga walang ganun kahit araw-araw ko nag-workout. Eh. For me, health is not about abs or being like as sexy as Kendall Jenner. No. For me, health is like you are conscious about your food choices every single day on your table. You are conscious that you are not gonna sit on the couch for 7 hours watching any shitty show on Netflix. Alam mo yon, for me, that's health. For me, if you're not conscious about your health, I'm sorry. This is not gonna work out. So lahat ng dinidate kong guy, my ex-boyfriend was very skinny. Very, very skinny. Like, dude, pag magkasama kami, para sa tabi ko, parang, oh my God, ano to ang payat? But he was very, very healthy. That was just his body structure. Same with women, you know? Not all women are Kim Kardashian, but it doesn't mean they're unhealthy. Right? So I think yun yung very important to me na ma-understand no guy na just because we look like this right now, it doesn't mean that we will look this way 5 years from now. But it doesn't also make us unhealthy. So if we both understand the concept of health, I think it's very important too. So yun, dude, my body can change, you know? Hindi maporket size small ako ngayon na you never know after ko manganak what happens to me, di ba?
Yeah, yeah. I have a question because this is an article like it always comes up in my mind when I discuss this show, and it's on Harvard Business Review, and I'll link it on this episode. And it says the title is "If You Can't Find a Spouse Who Supports Your Career, Stay Single." Do you agree or disagree?
Yes. Okay. Yes, I agree. I agree. Why? More than half of my day, I will spend at my work. Half of my day. Same with him. We will come home and spend how many hours with each other? 4, 5, then we will sleep. And we have to agree, more than half of our lives, we spend it at our jobs. Our jobs, we are. Our jobs forms who we are, you know? Like, I know family, foundation. But after we get our jobs, girl, most of the time, nasa trabaho tayo. So, alam mo yun, nag-reflect yun sa all our relationships unless sobrang magaling ka talaga mag-balance ng everything. Or unless you're a business person. So for me, if the guy I'm talking to doesn't understand that I'm a businesswoman or my work involves a lot of traveling, that means I can't be with him, cuddling with him every morning, I don't think it's gonna work out. So for me, it's very important na kailangan this guy or kung sino man guy I will end up with, like, I have bigger responsibilities just more than myself. Like, especially sa case ko that I have a lot of clients, employees that, you know, they were part of my life before him, and I can't just drop them. So for me, it's very important, you guy, na alam niya na may life ako prior coming into my life. But it doesn't mean he is less than everybody else. You know, it's just like there's time for everything, and this guy needs to support me, and I'm gonna do the same for his job.
You know, your same mentality of being a businesswoman inspires me to tell our listeners that you need to be decisive with your personal life. There is ROI, there's return on investment, there's all this time. Please apply that kind of mentality, because sometimes with love life, we can be dilly-dally. But please enjoy. Enjoy the game of flirting, seduction, and looking beautiful and being beautiful. So that's my advice. Ikaw, Shari.
I guess yun na rin, even in my relationship na, malapad akong ikasal, I will always have my kilay on and I'll be mysterious tonight.
Ano ko alam na lang, girl, one thing, even ikasal ka na, never stop wearing lingerie. I learned that from my friend.
Yes, yes.
Alam mo, maglalabas ako mamayang gabi.
Kasi alam mo yan, girl, men like that. Men don't say that. I mean, wala naman ako masyado naging experience sa men. Wala din naman akong husband, whatever. But I've learned that men like that you don't change the woman that they fell for. You know? And you keep putting effort. Parang nung nagda-date kayo, like mo gusto maganda. So bakit nagbabago yun pag magkasama na kayo? Diba? Kaya din, you just need to know, like, you how men think, then it gets so much easier.
Yes. Oh my God. I keep saying this, but that is exactly, that's my takeaway. I've changed it. Please understand how men think. And thank you, Angelie, for introducing us to this world of accessing men's minds. So please do check out Access Travel. Or how do people contact you?
Guys, follow us on Instagram, AccessTravelPH, and my personal account at Twitter. That's all for today.
Thirsty and 30.
That wraps up our conversation with Angelie. I'll be working on my list after this. Financially stable? Check. Kind person? Check. Cares about health? Check. Loves adventure? Check. That's a very good list. What's yours? Tell us by sending a DM at our Instagram at thirstyand30.club. But one thing to keep in mind, enjoy dating and work on yourself. Be the list that you actually make. If you like this episode, share it with your other single friends. You can also keep updated by subscribing to our YouTube channel and Spotify and anywhere podcasts are available for more smarter love wisdom. And of course, check out our weekly newsletter, thirsty30.substack.com, or make a donation to the show, thirstyand30.helixpay.ph. Till then, stay thirsty.